This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. At next week's Farm Progress show in Iowa, it'll be hard to miss the folks from other countries in attendance. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-done. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
When you're walking down the streets at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, Iowa next week, you'll probably see them first and think, that's a part of a tour group perhaps from another country. For one thing, the farmers from the Southern Hemisphere tend to wear their caps a little differently than farmers from Minnesota or Illinois or Kansas. Then you'll perhaps hear the different language. You may hear Portuguese or Spanish. Oh, you never know what language you might be hearing, because there will be visitors at the Farm Progress Show from nearly 50 nations. Agriculture truly is a global business, of course, and the organizers of the Farm Progress Show understood that many years ago. And for the last few years, the show has offered a place for international visitors to connect with resources on the grounds that they might need. At the International Trade Office of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, Peggy Kerr says, "We have a meeting place for the international attendees. They can utilize the space to network with Iowa companies that are exhibiting, or simply take advantage of the business center facilities. Promoting business opportunities," she says, "is one of the main objectives in hosting that center." Her agency, the Iowa Economic Development Authority, works to grow global opportunities for Iowa companies. And at the Farm Progress Show, Iowa firms are in focus. And she says, though, global visitors can reach out to any exhibitor on site, and the International Trade Center will help make the connection. She said, "We hire individuals who are bilingual, so international visitors attending the show can get the information they need." And it really is a global show. Ms. Kerr points out that from her perspective at the Iowa Economic Development Authority, they noted at the show at Boone, Iowa 2 years ago, attendees from 45 countries were on hand. She notes that when her office makes a trade mission trip to other parts of the world, the Farm Progress Show turns out being part of the conversation. I'll be back after this.